I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. God's hope is getting to those who need it most in Central Asia. More on that in a moment. Later on, if you're dreading the next family Christmas party, you're not alone. Holidays can be tough when you don't get along with a loved one. So stick around for some practical biblical help. Transworld Radio starts us out today with news that they're working on an exciting end-of-year project called the Silk Road Transmitter. At the beginning of 2017, TWR was forced to reduce its program airings in Central Asia. At that time, its 150,000-watt AM transmitter was taken out of service. TWR's Brendan Neal tells us,
it's really left a gap in the programming for the people there to have access to biblical programming in their heart language.
To cope with the loss, TWR moved from broadcasting 3 hours a day in the region to just two. But now, TWR has the vision to reach more people with even more content throughout Central Asia. With a new 200,000-watt AM signal coming from what's called the Silk Road Transmitter, TWR could impact this region, known for its persecution of Christians.
There are so many people that maybe missionaries on the ground are reaching them now, but with political climates, there may come a time in the near future where those missionaries have to pull out of those countries. And at that point, if the indigenous church, if the local church is not strong enough to grow on its own, it would be extremely beneficial to them to have God's word available over the radio.
They need to raise almost $600,000 to install and commission the Silk Road transmitter. Would you consider helping through giving or praying? We'll connect you with the details on our website. Next, 13.5% of elderly adults who require home health care suffer from depression. Senior hospital patients aren't far behind, with 11.5% experiencing depression as well. It's easy for the elderly to feel forgotten, and the holidays can be especially difficult. Eric Verstraet with Life Matters Worldwide says he was struck by a recent encounter with an older man.
I was stood up for a breakfast meeting, and I saw this gentleman sitting across the way, an older guy. And I decided just to go and join him. And he was a Vietnam veteran, also a World War II veteran. And as I talked with him, we spent almost 2 hours. And he said a very profound thing to me at the end. He said, Eric, thanks for seeing me today.
Verstraet says the older generation has a lot to offer with their faith legacy in the church. Life Matters LIFT program is a model that churches can use to reach older folks.
From very practical ways, like companionship or even helping with personal care, transportation, home care, or even money management.
Learn more at missionnews.org.
We want an organization like a church to be in such a place where no one in the church should age alone, and that this population will finish well, will leave a legacy, and will then impact the next generation.
And the holidays just aren't happy for everyone. Maybe you dread family gatherings because it feels like you're Daniel in the lion's den. Or perhaps you have an Uncle Fred, you know, the relative who's rude to you throughout the year. And then when Christmas rolls around, you have to play nice. Glenn Dunn is the director of domestic ministry for Set Free Ministries. He says unforgiveness plays a major role in holiday conflict.
We hold back on the forgiveness because we believe that by forgiving an Uncle Fred, we're actually letting him off the hook, or that somehow we're overlooking what he's done to perhaps hurt us. And that's not really what God wants us to do. He asks us to forgive for our sake, not for Uncle Fred's sake. And so I think the first thing is to recognize what forgiveness is and what it isn't. And so if we begin by that premise, then we can work through that and have a much happier holiday.
Ministry coordinator Jody DeRue says Set Free offers free biblical counseling to help you walk through the process.
In addition to all the stuff that is really necessary in forgiveness, one of the biggest things is to pray for those who have offended you, mm-hmm. and just keeping them before the throne of the Lord and really wanting their healing. Just pray for whatever's going on in that person's life as well.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olive Wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. Get your prayer reminder for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.